To me, one of the limitations with VR right now is most designers think they need more and more realism, which tends to mean more and more polygons as well. Today, most virtual reality environments are based on everyday perception and experience of the real world, the physical world as we know it, terrestrial space. There's usually a solid ground, a horizon. Things are usually seen in that space as solid, hard-edged, and separate. The space is empty. The user interface tends to involve a joystick or trackball based on our usual ways as urban dwellers of getting around, such as driving a car or riding a bicycle, or even pointing one's way through space with a glove. And the focus is very frontal and very horizontal. This may be useful for many applications, particularly ones that have to do with medicine or industry. But when you're interested in the medium, as I am, for its expressive capability, I think that seeking to realistically reproduce the physical world in terms of its surface appearances or in terms of our habitual experience can be a conceptual limitation which prevents exploration of more evocative alternatives. For me, the medium of immersive virtual space is intriguing because of paradoxical characteristics which make it different from the real world. For example, this space is enveloping and three-dimensional, and the computer graphic forms within it can therefore have embodied three-dimensionality. You can kinesthetically interact with all those forms while being enveloped in that space. As a result, the space feels real. And yet, paradoxically, because this medium is virtual, it also has an ephemerality in that things do not have a real physicality. Osmos takes this paradox further by relying on a visual aesthetic in which everything is semi-transparent, allowing you to see through and pass through the three-dimensional forms within the space. In our everyday world, we're accustomed to seeing everything as solid and opaque and separate. And as soon as you create a space like Osmos, in which people can see through things like the tree, and in which transparency dissolves the distinction between things, their world begins to lose its solidity, and it loses its habitualness. Because Osmos enables people to see through things as well as float through them by using their breath and balance, people are temporarily freed of their habitual perceptions, their usual sensibilities of the world. As a result, during the immersive experience, they start paying attention more to their perceptions of seeing.